Good evening. It's Monday, November 4th, 2019. The meeting of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors will come to order. The first order of business is a call of the roll. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Alexander.
Present.
Cullen.
Here.
Dmitrievich.
Here.
Haas.
Here.
Johnson Jr.
Here.
Logsdon.
Here.
Martin.
Present.
Mora Mukunde.
Here.
Nicholson.
Present.
Ortiz Velez.
Present.
Schmidt.
Here.
Sebring.
Here.
Shea.
Staskunas.
Here. Taylor.
Present.
Wasserman.
Here.
Weishaun Jr.
Here.
Mr. Chairman.
Here.
Quorum is present.
All right. All members are present. A quorum is present. I'd invite members and our guests to please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance, which will flag is over there, and followed by a brief moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So first off, I want to thank the public for joining us today. As this is a public hearing, it is a board meeting, and we'll have a couple items of business that we need to attend to very quickly before taking testimony. I'll just point out that there is some water available on that side of the room, as long as it lasts, so you are welcome to that. I know that the security was a surprise to some. That's a new policy of the facility, probably the future. Unfortunately, it's the times we live in. Our first item is correction and approval of journal of proceedings. We're now on correction and approval of journal of proceedings, item one, file number 19-4. Mr. Clerk, what's that?
The journal of proceedings from the Thursday, September 19th, 2019 meeting of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors is available via the County Legislative Information Center.
All right, all those in favor of adopting the journal proceedings say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The September 19, 2019 journal proceedings is adopted. We're now in unfinished business on page 2 of the digest. There are two items, item 2, file number 19-618, and item 3, file number 19-737. Supervisor Nicholson requests unanimous consent to consider items 2 and 3 together. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Mr. Clerk, please read the items.
File number 19-618, a resolution ordinance by Supervisors Alexander, Logsdon, and Sebring, amending Chapter 1, Section 3 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances to allow for public comments during the order of business for all meetings of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. Would you like me to read both? Mr.
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes, please.
File number 19-737, a resolution by Supervisors Lipscomb Sr., Johnson Jr., Shea, and Taylor, calling upon the United States Congress to repeal the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, the 1994 Crime Bill, and further calling upon Congress to pass and the President to sign the Freedom to Thrive Public Safety Act of 2021.
All right, I'm just going to point out on file 19-737 that the lead sponsor, lead author is Supervisor Nicholson instead of myself. Supervisor Nicholson asked unanimous consent for items 2 and 3 to be laid over to the County Board meeting on Thursday, November 7th, 2019. Hearing no objection to layover, it is so ordered. Next order of business is reports of county officers. We're now on reports of county officers, matters returned unsigned by the county executive from the previous county board meeting. Item 4, file number 19-739, also on page 2 of the digest. Mr. Clerk, if you would read that item.
Mr. Chairman, the county executive has returned to my office without his signature, file number 19-739, a resolution by Supervisor Lipscomb Sr. in support of the repeal of the provisions included in the 2015 Wisconsin Act 55 related to the scope of county board and county executive authority. This file remains in effect.
Okay, as noted by the clerk, file number 19-739 to repeal provisions of 2015 Act 55 is in effect. It's unfortunate. I had asked the county executive, invited him to sign this file, to do it here tonight in a show of unity with the board. Unfortunately, he did not wish to sign it, and so it goes into effect without his signature this evening. I introduced the legislation to restore checks and balances to Milwaukee County government through the repeal of the state law that consolidated power over county land with the county executive without oversight of the county board, a law that only applies to the Milwaukee County. The Wisconsin legislature did vote to repeal this law in the 2017-2019 budget, but then Governor Walker vetoed that provision. Milwaukee County now asks state lawmakers to restore balance in our local government. And we will do that now that that has taken effect. That is the policy of the county. All right, next order of business, Mr. Clerk.
Mr. Chairman, the next order of business is the public hearing on the county executive's 2020 recommended budget and amendments by the Committee on Finance and Audit budget.
Okay. Hopefully.